Well, welcome everybody. My name is Evan Ochsner. I'm the lead pastor at AWC, and today I've got with me Pastor Brad and Pastor Cheryl, and they're joining us on our discussion of this past Sunday's sermon. And this is our first podcast for God's Word, My Life. And it really is just kind of something to help us dig into the message and examine what does it mean and how can it apply to our lives and how do we wrestle with it. And it's going to be a bit of a casual conversation. I've got a few questions for us to wrestle with. And so thanks for joining with us. I hope that we talk about stuff that's actually useful to you. So this past Sunday, we started a new series called What's Your Calling? And we looked at a number of scriptures where Jesus actually called his disciples or tried to call people to follow him. And what we found was that Jesus, when he's calling his disciples, doesn't give them moral directives. He doesn't say, hey, you guys need to come and be good people. His main objective was come follow me. The whole point of his ministry was to get people following him, going where he was going, doing what he was doing, accomplishing his objectives and his goals. And it wasn't necessarily about morality or being a better person. It was about following Jesus. And so we looked at that and we talked about a bunch of different things and what that looked like. And you can go on and you can listen to the sermon online. You just look for the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast and you can listen to the whole thing there. But what I want to talk about and what I want to dig into here today is getting some perspective from Pastor Brad and Pastor Cheryl, and a little bit from me, is from that sermon, what from that message really stood out to you? So what stood out to you guys about it?
Well, one thing for me was that Jesus does not call us all the same way. As you're reading the different passages, Peter and his brother were in the boat, and they were in a far different place than Matthew was. Matthew was at his booth, and yes, they were both at work, but their context was entirely different. And sometimes we can compare ourselves to other people and go, well, my calling isn't as great as their calling because it's different. And the reality is that it's no less. It's just different. And when he calls us to something, we just need to be obedient.
That's a great insight, Cheryl, because like as being the preacher and as I'm putting the sermon together and writing it, I've got a certain perspective and I've got certain ideas that I'm trying to get across and certain insights from the passages that I'm pulling on and really driving the focus into. And that's not something that I had or was trying to consider or process in writing the sermon or even delivering the sermon. And what you've done is you've taken it from another angle and taken the same passages, taken the same sermon, and allowed yourself to for God to speak different insights from that passage and from that sermon to really help dig into your life and see how it can apply to so many different people and one of the obstacles that can get in the way of us engaging with what Jesus is saying and simply saying, don't worry about how your calling appears to you compared to somebody else. That's not what it's about. Jesus does this in a bunch of different ways, and the important thing is that he's calling. Cool. What about you, Brad? What stood out to you?
Well, what stood out to me most was your illustration about construction season. And how, you know, every so often you are in one of those situations where you're waiting for the truck that says, follow me, to come around, and then yep. You have to follow it to weave through the construction zones. And I've been in many situations like that where, you know, you're waiting for the truck and then it shows up, it says, follow me. And as you're going through those construction zones, there's sometimes great big holes and huge machinery. And
sometimes guys jumping out in front of you.
Animals could be. But the thing is that if you aren't following that truck, you could be in the ditch, you could be in that giant hole, you could be running over construction workers, you could be getting yourself into a lot of trouble. And so when we are following Jesus, it's very much the same way. Like, if we're not following Jesus, if we are deviating from the path that he's calling us towards, we're landing ourselves in trouble. And I know, like, there's been times in my life I can look back on, maybe in my youth, where it's like, yeah, I wasn't quite following Jesus, and yep, I kind of fell in a ditch, and I got myself in trouble, and that wasn't a very fun place to be. The good news about that, of course, is that we can always be redeemed, and we're never too far beyond redemption, and we can get back on that path and continue to follow him at any point.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that illustration, too. It's one of those illustrations that I'm kind of like really surprised that I came up with it, because it was actually a good illustration. But yeah, I mean, there's just so many parallels between our walk through this life and the illustration of the construction workers. I was actually, my brother and I were traveling on the highway this summer, and we were in this great big massive long lineup of cars, and we were watching way down in front of us. There was one car that apparently got tired of waiting and decided he was just going to turn around. And so he started to turn around and then realized he couldn't get turned around, and then he was in a mess, and I think he ended up back in the lineup. But it was just another one of those examples of, we try to do it our own way and we just end up creating a bigger mess.
Yeah.
Was there anything from the sermon that kind of stirred anything inside of you about this reminded you of a certain passage of scripture, or a certain piece of theology, or led you to another story in the Bible that you thought could really help us dig deeper into this idea of following Jesus?
Well, it made me think of Nicodemus and the conversation that he had with Jesus. He was obviously searching and trying to figure out who Jesus really was.
Yeah.
And Jesus made it very clear to him who he was.
Yeah.
And we don't hear a lot about him throughout the Gospels until Jesus dies. But
right.
it often crosses my mind, at what point did he turn and go, yeah, I'm going to now follow. And I wonder if he ever stepped back and went, if I had done this sooner, what would have been different in my life? And we can do that ourselves. We can go, oh, if I had done this sooner, it would have been different. So for me, it was a reminder to get rid of the hesitation. That obedience is not putting it off. Obedience
right.
to follow is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that story about Nicodemus, that's what, John chapter 3?
I believe so, yeah.
That famous passage of John 3:16 actually is just one line from the conversation Jesus has with Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee and was trying to figure out who this Jesus was. So if you want to dig a little bit deeper, go to the Gospel of John and check out chapter 3. That is an incredible chapter that we often don't dig into, because we're just happy with verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole story of Nicodemus there is really incredible. Did anything stand out to you, Brad?
Well, what I got thinking about is the cross, really. Because if you think about it, when Jesus is saying, follow me, he's saying that to the disciples and, you know, like Matthew and Peter and all the other characters he's talking to. And this is all before he goes to the cross. Right. And so I think it's in Mark. He at one point says, if anyone wants to follow me, they must also pick up their cross.
Yeah.
And so when we follow Jesus, it's the cross that we are also walking towards, that we're following into, that idea of sacrifice, laying down one's life for others. And I don't know if we think about that too often, that, yes, Jesus went to the cross for our sins, but the cross is also something that we must bear, that we must pick up and carry in a, you could say that in a, maybe a metaphorical sense, but we carry our cross because Jesus carried his, and we follow in those same footsteps. And I would also connect that to, I think he even mentioned this in the message, how Jesus talks to Peter, and this is after the resurrection.
Right.
And Jesus is saying to Peter, I want you to follow me as well. And there's an allusion to this idea that, yeah, Peter, you're going to die too if you follow me. You're going to die a similar death. And that's something that we have to recognize as followers of Jesus, that if we accept to follow Christ, that there is going to be pain, there is going to be trouble along the way, but we can take comfort in the fact that he's with us, and he's protecting us, and that ultimately death is not the end for us. There is a greater glory beyond.
Right.
So.
Right. And so taking the idea of following Jesus and taking the symbol of the cross, which we have in our sanctuary, it's great big, you can't miss it, isn't just, hey, remember what Jesus did on the cross. It's this is our calling too. But also, as Jesus had victory over the cross, so too do we have victory over. We get to carry it in certain ways, but we also have victory over it. Yeah, that's cool.
Other part with that passage, where he's talking to Peter after he's come back to life, mm-hmm. is the part that Peter didn't get it right the mm-hmm. first time.
Yep.
Right? He said, yeah, I'm going to follow you. And he was with him the whole time. And right at the end, he denied Jesus. He walked away from him mm-hmm. at a critical moment. And Jesus comes back and says, I still love you. Basically, mm-hmm. get over it.
Yep.
And get on with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you still have work to do that I've called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so often we think about it and we look at it and go, well, I messed up once and I'm done.
Yeah.
And that's just not how this journey works.
Yeah.
Just as we're wrapping up, was there anything from this message directly or from the things that we've talked about that has kind of stood out to you as either really challenging for you or something that you'd like to leave our listeners with as a particular challenge from all this conversation?
Well, I think for me, and I suppose it's not just me, but our family, like Olivia and I have had to talk about things that we need to give up. If we're going to follow Christ, there are things of the world that we're not meant to attach ourselves to, and that might be things like money or nice things. And so following Jesus means, yeah, you might have a little bit of poverty along the way or maybe not the most money or the most wealth or the most nice things. And just coming to grips with that and saying, you know, that's okay. I'm going to deny myself of those luxuries and be okay with it.
Yeah. Making sure that you're following Jesus and not your own dreams and goals and even the lifestyle that's presented in front of you by everybody else.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing that keeps coming back to my mind with all of this is immediacy in the call.
Yeah.
And that when we're called, we need to respond to it.
Yeah.
When we delay it, we're not being obedient, and there's consequences to that.
Right. Right. If he's calling you, start following right away. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining in the conversation here today, Brad and Cheryl. I hope that everyone listening, you were able to get something out of this, help you process this information. If you missed the sermon, go check it out. Again, that's the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast, where you can listen to the full message. And I hope that you are able to listen to that, and that's helpful, and that stirs your heart a little bit. And I hope that we get to see you in Amherst at the church service on this coming Sunday or someday soon, and just continue to dig into God's Word and apply it to your life.